Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today the topic is a dramedy that is based on a popular graphic novel, and it's called Wilson.
Woody Harrelson is the main character, and Laura Dern plays his ex-wife. It's about an oddball bunch of dysfunctional people, especially Wilson. And when I saw the previews, I thought I'd really enjoy this film, but I found the character to be so obnoxious, it was hard to watch.
Right. He plays a misanthrope. I mean, he really hates humanity. And it's not until he discovers that his ex-wife, played by Laura Dern, had a child, one that he didn't know about, who is now a teenager, only then does he get some interest in life and trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, I saw it in a different way. I thought that this man, Wilson, is an oddball, but he doesn't get why people don't like him.
That's true enough.
That he's trying to have a sense of connection, but he's so
clueless.
Off-putting. Clueless and off-putting that it doesn't work. He's dysfunctional. Laura Dern is dysfunctional. Their child is dysfunctional, and the film is dysfunctional. However, I think the acting was great.
Yes, it's a very uneasy mix of mean-spiritedness and cloying sentiment. That mix just didn't quite gel.
Right.
I agree with you. I think the cast was terrific. However, I was disappointed because Daniel Clowes, who did the graphic novel this is based on, did Ghost World, which turned into a wonderful movie. It's one of the best adaptations of a graphic novel. Can't say so much for this one, unfortunately.
It didn't work.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.